you find yourself in a town. A small remote town with a big mystery and an even bigger body count. You have your reasons for wanting to enter. Every lost soul did. You find strangers who will join you, but can you trust them? You meet a madman, Zoltar, the Prince of Phantasm. This is his dungeon. Or is it? You learn the trick quickly. There is no escape. Either succeed or die trying as your very life force slowly fades. Did the walls just move around you? This place is unsettling. No time to rest. Are you perceptive enough to spot the traps before they get you? Are you intelligent enough to solve the puzzles that block your path? Are you strong enough to battle through the foes? Do you have the endurance to simply survive? This isn't for the faint of heart. This is the Dungeon of Doom.
Alright, so you guys wish to go back to the lava room? Is where we're wanting to try to get back to?
No, the room with the... We put the glyph stones in.
That's in the lava.
Okay, so past the lava room in that room.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I remember to light a torch on the cold fire.
Very nice.
I go around the lava room and get to the glyph stone area.
How do you go around?
I go around it.
I'm slow today.
Say what year is it?
Slower.
Around. Chicken stuff.
You know, around it.
Maybe wait.
Okay, you guys make it there.
Nice.
Without complication, you continue to hear the chattering and movement along the walls as you move back through the way you came. Through this labyrinth.
The insects?
The scratching of the insects all around. But they do not bother you anymore. You do not find anyone else as you make it through the system.
They don't bug us.
So, you guys make it all the way back. Murgatroyd lights a torch to conceal the heat and push it away from your body so you guys can walk across the bridge and make it to the other side. You go inside this small chamber that has the second glyph stone still inside of it. Mm-hmm. And the remaining 11 slots in the wall are all open. There's one more slot right next to the second chamber on the pedestal in front of you.
Has it been an hour?
Yes.
Well, you took a long rest, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't... We didn't actually spend that time.
Yeah, it's only 10 minutes to get the benefits of one.
I took the tough one.
Okay.
We put right. Who's gonna put a glyphstone in here?
I put
the
mine in.
12.
Which one?
The 8th one.
Wait, no, we need the right one.
No, I thought it was. I don't remember because I don't have the note in this. It's in the iPad.
Oh yeah. Hold on.
I thought it was 12.
Blessed by Sizzle.
I think it's the one that I have. Or one of the ones that I have. Which is the 12th one. It is.
Alright, yeah, do it.
I put the 12th one in.
Okay. It sits there.
I put the...
Third one, is it?
11th one in.
Into the wall?
Wait.
So there's only two sockets on the bench. You guys have put both of them in there. The wall is still open with all 10 other sections.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so then we
I forgot. The first two were to open up so we could get to the other ones.
Yeah. Correct.
I guess okay. We
put everything in?
That's not... I don't want to do that.
Put the 8th one on the wall.
It locks in place.
Chunk.
Chunk.
And begins to glow.
Okay.
More brightly.
I put the 9th, the 5th, and the 3rd.
I hope we get these back.
They all socket in.
I don't like them socketing in place.
Oh, no papers.
I don't think I have any more to put in.
Oh, okay. Yes, I almost forgot.
Somebody has more.
somebody. Don't want to point fingers or burp.
There's a small pause and everyone begins to stare at Brocker patiently.
I haven't spilled the last 10 minutes.
Wait, he still has glyph stones over there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So?
What you trying to say?
Are you guys going to put your glyph stones in the wall to complete our quest here?
I put the 11th one in.
Well, I had the 11th one.
Sook.
I think you're wrong.
Sockets in place.
I didn't even use the thing.
Murgatroyd, I see another glyph stone in your feathers there.
I put
in between my feathers?
Yeah.
Are you trying to hide that?
I put it in the fourth one.
Sockets in place. I use the major power of this one, and then I put it in.
All right, what's the major power?
Bonus action to cast Sanctuary spell. I choose myself. I have to. All
right.
And it lasts... Oh, which one are we on now?
You're in the middle.
The middle? Okay, it lasts... I can do three things. Attack or cast a spell before it burns off.
Okay.
Cool.
For how long?
Never mind, I don't do that. It's only 1 minute.
So you don't do it?
I don't.
Socket? Alright, sockets.
Yeah, socket. I put it in.
There's two more spots.
Hope we get to take these when this magical door opens. If not, I'm gonna have to come back and just consume everything.
I put this one in.
One final space remains.
I put the first glyph stone in.
At once, they all glimmer brightly. Beep. And then dim out, and you start to hear grinding stone.
No.
As the wall beside this moves out of the way, and there's a dark tunnel that goes down a slope.
I keep doing it until...
There's a short, sloping hallway of worked stone that goes down and is supported by pillars on each side. And it just goes...
Fire the darkness?
Yep.
And then...
How far? Does it look?
You can't see. It continues past your dark vision. And it just slopes down. It just goes down.
I walk over and grab the fourth glyph stone.
You start pulling on it, and all of those stones light up again.
No.
And they just go, and they just all fall down.
No.
They just crumble. They don't crumble, but they all crumble. They all crumble to the ground, and there's just a pile of those stones at your feet. Oh, and you have the fourth one in your hand.
Oh, I'm going to pick up my glyph stone that I put in.
You what?
I'm going to pick up the glyph stone I put in.
All right. It's yours.
Does it feel magical?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We got them back.
So there's just a pile of glyph stones at your feet.
Burb.
I'm shuffling around the glyph stones.
She's going through the pile.
Touch your one. Oh, no, that one doesn't feel right, magic. Oh, yep, that one's not. Nope.
And I take the 11th one back.
Okay.
I take my 10th one back.
And I bound over to Brocker, and I cast light on
the... My hammer?
No, the tip of my crossbow.
The hammer?
Pulls out the crossbow, huh? Okay.
So not the arrow, or not the bolt, just the crossbow?
Yeah, like a tack light.
Okay.
Like a tack light?
The rest of the glyph stone, anyone else grabbing some?
He's already down in the hole?
No. I don't think anyone's gone down in the... It's a ramp.
Just tunnel. To the entrance.
And it didn't, like, go away?
No, like, the whole wall beside where you guys put the glyph stones slid totally out of the way, and there's just a doorway and a ramp that goes straight down.
Okay.
Straight down.
Pretty steep, yes.
But it doesn't look like taking these back is going to...
Not, they've already grabbed theirs. Nothing else has happened.
All right. I take mine back.
Okay.
I am praying.
Okay.
Well, we should probably take these. They could be useful.
Wait, the door's still open?
Yeah. That's why I was like, wait, nothing happened?
I take mine back.
I cast light, dim light, 40 feet out, and then bright light 20 feet out.
And you shine down the tunnel. Tunnel just has small columns on either side that look like they have runes in a language that you can't understand. But the runes, just by looking at them, it's obvious that it's some kind of forsaken language that's like deep in magic.
What if I had an Eldritch invocation that allowed me to read any written language?
Yeah.
I don't, but what if?
Oh, yeah, you could.
You're like, wait, I forgot to level up something.
As you're looking at the symbols, the language is not recognizable, but there is...
It's a language, though.
There is a symbol that is repeated over and over and over again. And you can roll me an intelligence check. Huh?
Religion?
Yes, you can roll religion.
Intelligence?
Intelligence, religion, or...
Okay.
You can do history, even.
History?
Yeah.
Ooh,
actually,
I like
you know what? You can do history, religion, or arcana, because it is a rune.
I will do history, but first I pray to Morden for guidance.
Okay.
Fourteen.
Okay.
Merle? 11.
One short, probably.
It comes to you, Brocker.
Yay!
The single word that is repeated on runes is forsaken.
I've been alive a long time. I remember.
It's the F word.
Is that a kid that said that in your past?
Yeah. Did I recognize? Did I read it?
No.
Guys, I remember this. I think it means forsaken, the symbol here.
And here. And here. And here. And here.
Does it look like this symbol?
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
All right, there's just a tunnel that goes down. We got a little crossbow flashlight pointing down in the direction, and you guys have your glyph stones back in your possession.
Let's go.
Who's leading?
I will get lead.
Okay.
I will co-lead.
And I will co-lead as well.
Assistant.
So we all lock arms.
And go down as well. You guys are like this.
Yeah, the tunnel's like 10 feet wide. Yeah. 5 feet wide.
Alright, Diane and Merg, you guys are leading down through. The tunnel continues down for about 100 feet. And when you get about that far down, you approach two doors. And they're about 20 feet away from you.
Like a double door?
Yeah,
or two?
Just like two doors stuck together.
Okay.
They're about 20 feet.
Oh, so they like open up into the same room, probably.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, they're not
one
two
door
separate
away.
Doors. It's like one door, but it's a double door. It's about 20 feet away.
So it's two rooms?
No.
What, does the door have anything on it? Any writing?
The doors have images of fire and rubies and gold.
Wait, images, or they actually have gold?
No, it's just images on the... Yeah, it's not actual gold and rubies.
Can I discern if it's telling a story or anything?
No, it's just a design.
Like a logo?
Yeah.
It's an artistic flair.
Yeah. Rubies.
Do we hear anything on the other side of it?
Well, are you approaching the door, or I said you're about 20 feet away?
Oh,
can we hear anything from there?
Diana pushes forward, and she moves closer. She gets about 10 feet, and the door, both doors, just... And they just open up before you.
Whoa!
They swing open, and you hear the sound of 1,000 snakes begin to hiss. as the doors swing open.
Cool.
A voice begins to cry out inside of all your heads. Praise be to Sasu. And the doors open. You see a smoky chamber beyond.
Smoky chamber.
Smoky chamber.
Is it really a rug or is it diamond?
I don't know. You have to investigate. That's where you guys come in. You guys can see inside there until someone goes in. And you heard, praise be to Sazu.
Is there a light in there?
Yes, all the torches in the corner give off light.
Okay. I walk up behind Diana.
Okay. She's just standing in the doorway.
I have so many spells.
She's standing in the doorway.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
As you take one step into the room, you can immediately notice that the room is filled with smoke on this end of the room, and there's shadows all about. Braziers flicker and crackle from each of the corners, while the two pair down here continue to bellow out black smoke, and it sort of fills this whole area with this deep, dark black smoke.
Is this where we're at?
No, you guys are right here.
Oh.
I mean, right in there.
Is it torches or is it big brazier?
It's like a big, giant brazier.
Okay.
It's giving off a bunch of heat. So you can barely make out through the darkness a small purplish glow inside there. The crimson walls are the carvings of snakes, and they have... the symbol of the three snakes eating each other.
The crimson walls.
Yeah, it's all reddish in here. Okay. And the symbol is like repeated all around the whole entire room perimeter. Rubies are sparkling from above on each of the snakes' heads that are like, so like on top of the wall, like almost like a wallpaper border. It's just the three snakes eating themselves all the way around the top. And there's rubies on each one. Hmm. Near the center of the room are these pillars, and the pillars are actually snakes that are like tied up like rope. So it's like each snake is its own strand, and they turn them into a rope that comes up as a pillar.
Like braided them?
Yeah.
So lots of snakes is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You said
exactly.
These pillars are made out of snakes?
Yeah, that's what they're just like snakes.
Not
that
real
are
snakes,
all,
but like carved
yeah,
snakes.
Yeah, carved snakes, but it looks like they've been...
Oh, I was going to say, what, should I cut through these?
No, it's
the
like,
walls are made of snakes, the floor and ceiling are made of snakes.
It's a pillar that looks like they've just been twisted together to make like a braid.
Like scaly scale.
It's kind of cool.
So you have those four pillars, and in the center depicts... a bunch of snakes that are all intertwined in a design in the center of the room. And it's all red.
Does it tell a story?
Yes. A story of death.
Okay.
A shrine on the far wall bears a representation of flames and scales. On either side of the carving are two enormous snake eyes. So there's one eye here and one eye here. Made of obsidian. Also, in between the two is a large cobra snake statue. And that's what this represents here.
Represents.
I couldn't see a snake. So.
No, I mean, it's not a statue.
Oh, okay, I got you. So that's what you have in here. So you have four pillars, a large snake-like thing painted on the ground in the center, with just snakes all over it, red, crimson, two eyes on either side of this shrine that has a giant black cobra and a shroud of darkness with a purplish glow on the one end.
And a door.
There is a door, yes, correct.
Alright, I stay close behind Diana.
Oh, you're not leading anymore?
Nope.
That ship sailed.
Sailed.
Okay. Well, we should probably hug the wall in here until we have our bearings.
I point at this door.
So I sneak in like this.
Okay.
Everyone stick on the left side of the wall. We don't want to pull extra goblins.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I
think I messed up, guys.
Yep.
I messed up, guys. Oh, yep, I messed up. There's a bunch of smoke over here, you
Yes. The black mat is just all kinds of smoke that's billowing out of these two braziers, and it just continues to flow into this area and just stays.
But it stays there.
Can we see the wall at all?
So it's like magic.
Yeah, probably.
Magic.
That smoke looks magical over there.
We walk like they do in Scooby-Doo.
So you guys are just walking around the wall on that side?
Taking it all in from there.
Okay. Diana continues to move down the wall. Brock?
Yep.
You just staying there?
No,
it's Brack.
Brack.
Brack and Brock.
Joining the train.
So you're going ahead of Brocker?
Yeah.
Joining the train?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You guys continue along.
Is anything happening?
Nope.
Okay. What about the eyes in the wall?
So the two eyes are just two large snake-like eyes, and they just are sitting there.
Are they looking at us?
They don't move.
Okay. Well...
That's what you think.
Yeah. That's not what I think, though.
And they just look like a giant crystal eyeball.
Let's check out this door. And go closer to the door.
Okay.
I walk towards the center a little bit.
Okay. Are you coming, Eric?
Mm.
Sorry.
Okay. You begin to get closer to the door, and as you reach right about there, Murgatroyd, she's looking at the door, and you see the two eyes start to light up red.
I knew it!
They start to glow. So each eye begins to glow and on either side of this shrine, and the brightness steadily grows in intensity, so their eyes just slowly start to turn red, and then they fully turn. And the center of the room begins to shine as well. The exact same.
The floor?
Yep. With all the snakes. It has the same intensity of brightness. And you can tell that something bad is about to happen.
What's up? I cast aid on everybody.
What's aid do?
Whoa.
Gives you your aid.
Aid or D6 or something.
That gives you +5 to your max.
Oh.
And fills it up.
Yep. So everyone gets 5 max health.
Max health.
+5.
It's max.
Until it's up. It's for 8 hours.
So yeah. I'm just going to put temp on.
You just got to remember that you can go 5 above your full health if you are over
here. It gives you 5. It sets your max 5 and then gives you 5 health.
Yeah.
So
you just need to remember that you always have temp 5 for the next 8 hours.
No, it's 5 max.
Alright, so the brightness begins to get brighter and brighter, and Brocker, you being a little bit behind that pillar, you can see flames start to erupt in the center of the room, and once the flame moves out of the way one time, you see the giant snake on the other side of the wall begin. This snake, it starts to and moves.
Imagine
and it starts
that.
Slithering.
Imagine.
When it starts slithering, I told you guys.
Ah!
And I need you guys to roll initiative. Right out of the gate.
Imagine that.
4.
Okay.
4.
Ooh, that's good.
I almost took the feat that gave you 5 to your initiative.
12. That's pretty good.
12?
I got a 12 too.
Wow, you guys are doing...
Man.
Why are you putting us all the way down in that pole?
I want you way down there. All right, guys. The battle of the Dungeon of Doom.
What? What do you mean?
It's finally begun.
What do you mean?
The battle of Dungeon of Doom has finally begun. We've been
all turned
the pops
out of the floor.
Once the snake starts to make its way,
it is Zaltar. Or Zalzul, I mean.
Zalzul.
The entire center of the room erupts in fire, and fire just explodes out of the center of the room. And it just goes off to the sides and then dissipates.
See, from where I am at, I'm blocked by the fire.
You're hidden. No one's damaged by this giant, intense fireball that explodes.
You know.
Okay. Why is my... Nothing's working.
Nothing's working.
More music. All right. The snake. The snake comes jetting straight at the first person it sees.
Cool. I'm going to play snake ambient music.
Whoa.
And it strikes out at you.
Snakes. Ah, they have to be snakes.
That's arms?
Huh? No, I'm sorry. It does not do that.
You're not a snake at all. You're a sneaky snake.
It slithers right up to you, Diana.
It's got a mustache on it.
And the cobra spins around and into a ball and lifts its head up. And you can just see it open up its mouth. And this green acidic mess just... And it just shoots out at all you guys.
Great.
I need you all to make a constitution save throw.
Con save? Except for me.
Yes, not you. Correct.
Except that would be
Eight.
Perfect for me.
Eight?
Yeah. Everybody,
I have
everyone's
plus 5,
paralyzed.
By the way.
Everybody gets plus 2 to their save as I.
As a reaction?
As my armor and shield and sword and myself glow.
Whoa. What is this?
You get plus 2 to your saving throw.
Okay.
Then I have a 10.
10?
11.
11?
I haven't rolled yet because I want to make sure it says whenever you are from the character within 10 feet, you must be saving throw. The creature gained the most of the saving throw to your creature.
What's the target?
It's aura of protection. Whenever you are a friendly character within 10 feet of you must make a saving throw. Creature gains a bonus to the saving throw equal to the charisma modifier. Mm. With
okay.
a minimum of 1,
you sounds must be, like it should be. Yeah.
You must be conscious.
Yep, sounds good.
I get 2.
Yep.
Within 10 feet?
Mm-hmm.
They're both. Yeah, they're within 10.
Yeah.
Alright.
Saving the Chris. Oh, wait, what kind of.
Constitution save.
21. Or 22. 22.
I need you two to take 5. Poison damage, and you to take 2 poison damage.
2 poison damage. I put up my shield.
Ooh.
And
it splashes off your shield.
The shield absorbs. Wait, is it elemental? It's not elemental.
Yeah,
is it? Man, this is never going to come in handy.
Ooh.
All right, well.
Do that again, I dare you.
Okay, well.
I become resistant.
Yeah, that's it. There's nothing special about that. I just put my shield
it
up.
It says elemental?
Yeah.
It says elemental.
Elemental absorption. First time you suffer elemental damage.
It's a fire.
An encounter.
I think that would be like fire,
cold,
thunder,
and
that stuff. Yeah,
no,
it's not.
No,
air.
No.
Don't
it's
take air damage.
Fire, earth, wind, and
water.
Okay, not this. After the spit lands,
heart.
And
you
hold up your shield, and it splashes on there, and you look around to see everyone, and you just see. The snake in one little piece just flies out.
In my eye?
And it lands next to you guys. And once it hits,
it spawns another
snake. It just goes and it turns into flames. Everyone that has the poison on them, it erupts.
No!
And begins to burn you guys.
How many poison damage?
Man, this is a magical snake. Very smart.
You're going to take 0 fire damage.
No, I know, but what do I take poison wise?
You take 2 poison damage.
Okay.
The fire damage is 2 for you and Murder.
But now I'm resistant to fire.
Me too!
Whoa! Alright. Well, take that. And
I'm innately resistant to both.
My shield. I put up my shield to block the fire. And it absorbs it.
Okay.
Right?
It does. It absorbs
and
it.
And my armor keeps me resistant as well.
So is your shield just constantly absorbing the flames off of your armor?
Now it is. But I hold it away.
Okay. I need Brack.
That's me.
Immediately after this is happening, you're holding your shield up, and you turn it away, and you look into this direction, and the snakes on the pillar begin to chant at you.
Oh.
I need you to roll.
Go, Brack.
I need you to roll me a wisdom saving throw, please.
A wisdom save?
Yes.
Okay. This is magic. This is magic, I'm guessing.
Yes.
All right. Well, if it's magic, I have advantage on wisdom saving throws against magic.
Go for it.
Plus, I have +2 with my aura of protection.
Oh, dang it.
And I also have +1. So I have +3 and advantage.
You have all the things.
For wisdom?
Yes.
He watches still
and
roll.
He'll still fail.
17, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah. Your mind is clouded for a moment, and you...
Nah, bruh.
You shake it off, and you focus your attention back onto the cobra that's before you.
Murder Droid,
you're up.
Cast Eldritch Blast.
Right. What was that?
Since I don't have a...
In your head, you hear... She must be stopped.
That's in your head, not mine. I'm
yes,
crazy.
Yes, Murder Droid.
It's Ozzeline.
Stop her.
It's Ozzeline. Yes, Ozzeline. We will.
Yes, Ozzeline. We will.
15.
15?
Hit.
Hits.
Plus my charisma.
Is Ozzeline undead?
8 damage.
Is that what you asked?
Yeah. 18. I've only ran into undead once. I've had this stupid. So. Not stupid. I love you, Welcome.
Damage. And he's pushed back 20 feet.
Whoa. 20?
You slide it back and it hits the wall and you start to pull it up the wall and you hold it up against the wall.
I'm juggling it by shooting. Yeah.
Is it poking the eye?
It's right in front of the eye. Yes.
How
eye blinks.
Yeah.
How high is the ceiling?
Why, you gotta fly or something?
30 feet.
I fly up. My robe ripples.
Whoa. I thought those were your muscles for a second.
Ripples and what? As a what?
So far.
You generate, like, wind.
Wrap you
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
From his wings, yeah.
Well, I'm in a glass case of emotion right now.
Looking up Murgatroyd's robes.
I have pants on. Bird pants.
Bird pants. I look around to assess to see if there's any other danger.
Roll my perception check.
I think this whole room is danger.
Oh, okay.
Danger! Danger!
Perception check.
Morning.
Boom, 19 morning. Again.
You notice that there is power
I do.
That is going from all 4 pillars to the shrine area. And that they might be somehow linked.
Oh, I tell everybody, I think the power's coming from the shrine, and I dash over.
Wait, there's a shrine?
Oh, yeah, there is. I just
told that's where the snake came from. There's like a little, I guess I need to get a table.
I'm not resistant to fire damage.
Are you resistant to
radiant damage?
Oh, there's the shrine.
Yep.
I dash over there with my tiny legs.
Okay.
Here I come. 30 feet, brah.
You got it.
Wait, you jump into the fireball?
The fireball ceased. And the fire is
the fireball is deceased, and I'm fire resistant, and my shield absorbs it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, it's a dash. Yeah, my little legs got me there.
Diana, you're up.
fire resistant for 10 minutes. He's like, I can take on anything.
No, it's until the end of combat. Thank you.
Not that part. I meant the...
So I will do first bonus first. Action. Right, I'm going to activate deadly accuracy. Ooh. My
a major?
Yeah.
Ooh.
My weapon glows a brilliant blue for 1 minute. During this time, the weapon scores a critical on an unmodified attack roll of 19 or 20.
It's arc damage.
That's the one I gave you, right?
Yeah. And then I run over here.
It's pinned up against the wall still.
And I do distracting strike.
What's that do?
Distracts.
When you hit the creature with a weapon attack, you can expend one superiority die to distract the creature, giving your allies an opening. You add the superiority die to the attack's damage roll. The next attack roll against the target by an attacker other than you has advantage.
So just one attack.
Alright, one attack has advantage next.
Okay.
Better make it a good one.
So now I am attacking here. Plus three.
I don't have any range now.
15.
15 hits?
Woo.
All I've got is range.
12 plus 8.
Wow. 20 damage.
Oh,
it's hanging there as you chop off the end of its tail, radiance. And it flaps on the ground. Just starts to
increase.
It's just still hanging there.
Level 5, and I didn't notice.
Oh, and then I just attack it again, regular style. Okay.
Reg style. Automatic what?
Critness.
Oh, wait, can you reroll one to this damage?
No, that's damage. Mm.
The leg on the ground splatters some of its blood on your leg.
Oh, yeah.
And it distracts you. You have disadvantage right next deck.
Wait, you crit miss?
She hates the sight of blood.
It reminded her of the red potions.
Oh,
and
no.
And she started freaking out because she hasn't had one so long.
I hope she tries to suck
Rocker,
blood.
It's your turn.
Yeah, we're going to do it for me.
Do we think this thing is strong?
Well, she chopped off its tail.
Is it like a fleshy thing? Or like
yeah, it looks flesh now.
Oh, okay.
It's not a statue anymore.
Oh, I have 1 minute, so I have 9 more turns.
Mm-hmm.
So, it looked like it was pretty easy.
It looked like she chopped off its tail.
How much?
Kevin.
I mean, it's
how
a
much
snake.
Bite has it?
It's a snake, so it doesn't have a tail necessarily.
Well, I mean, she chopped off a chunk about that long.
Out of... Maybe percentage-wise.
10 feet.
Yeah. 10 feet?
Yeah, it's a big snake.
Yeah,
it's all curled
remember
up
it like coiled
ball.
Up in front of us.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Snakes are just heads with tails.
So profound.
You cut off the tail, all I was left is a head.
Guys, I can't play anymore. That's too profound.
I dash.
Okay. Right to its face. It slithers. It starts to fall down the wall a little bit as the force from the Elder's Blast is no longer holding it up against the wall.
Oh,
get right before it.
Yeah.
At this point, the two eyes on either side of the wall begin to emit the red energy again. And Brack, you look down, and the floor is starting to light up.
See, I told you it's coming back.
Jump on your shield.
I need you.
Yeah.
I need you to roll me a dex save as you're running as fast as your little legs can go, and you're already sprinted a full dash, and you only made it to 30, and you're like, oh no! And you just see it all lighting up on fire underneath you as you try to jump out of the way.
10.
Okay.
I need you to take 17 fire damage as this fireball explodes underneath your feet.
17.
Good thing I gave you that armor.
Yeah.
Sends you flying
ah!
10 feet and you slide prone right before the shrine.
Oh, but you made it there. You didn't have to walk.
Was the snake on the shrine?
No, it was at the beginning.
But you don't take so.
At the very beginning.
I
didn't have
cut it
shrine. So it was on the shrine,
no,
but fell off. So 16, so you'll take 8 if you have resistance to fire.
17 heal, baby. And then what?
17 heal? What are you talking about?
Because he took 17 damage because he thought
you
had it.
Because I thought you already
had
it.
Oh, okay. No, I did not have
so
it.
So 8.
It's a lot of fire damage if that was half.
Yeah.
I had some.
Yeah, that would have been a lot of fire damage. And then, like I said, the explosion throws you forward. You land prone as you slide up against the shrine, and you're sort of right up against the shrine.
Oh, yeah. I made it. That's what I say to myself.
Brocker.
As you land, I made it.
Yeah.
Brocker, a voice begins to call in your head. Zazu, sir, Zazu. I need you to roll
wisdom. I said, never!
Roll wisdom saving throw for me.
Wisdom saving throw. I have resistance.
Okay. So I had a d4.
Whoa. I got a lot. 26.
Okay.
Wait. 27.
The same darkness clouds your mind for a moment as you know Sazul is not one to follow, and you push it out of your mind. Murgatroyd, you're up.
I have plus 10 speed because of one of my glyph stones.
Okay.
Can I make it to Eric and help him up?
My name's not Eric.
Yep.
Breck.
Well, how far did you fly up?
30 feet.
You can fly diagonal.
Yeah, but I was up here, actually.
All right, let's do a coefficient.
You can fly all the way down to him, but you can't pick him up.
Okay,
it's x plus y squared.
Do I feel like I'd be in the danger zone?
E squared plus B squared.
The fireball?
Fire, yeah, that one.
No, you think you're better safe. You're safe there.
Do I have an action?
Danger zone.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you just flew. You didn't do anything else.
Was that, you said I couldn't pick him up.
Seconds. You just can't pick him up. I'm just saying you're just out of reach of grabbing him.
Can I, without using my action, can I just, like, gauge how close that thing is to dying?
His innate
ability. No, that would actually work.
I'll shoot it with advantage.
Ooh, yes. First attack.
Boom. 25.
Hits.
Max damage.
Crushing it.
15 damage. Okay. And he's pushed.
He just goes up against the wall.
Uh-oh. 12.
Miss.
Oh, was that fire a trap?
It was.
Oh, I had advantage.
I thought you already had advantage. Oh, no, you're saying from the... yeah, it would have been a trap.
No.
It would have been a trap. All right. That brings us to Brack. You're up. You're sort of slid on the ground, prone, right up against the shrine.
Ah. Why am I still looking up this burb's robe? did the burb shoot the snake?
Yes.
I stand up, which is pretty much all my movement, 8 feet. Even though it's half.
Yeah.
Can I 8 help feet. Them?
You got 12. Wait, why only 8?
I think he only has 15 feet movement.
Why? Oh, yeah. Because of my armor I gave you.
Yeah.
Can I help him as a reaction?
No, because you're still not within reach.
Oh, that's okay.
That's fine. All right, I stand up and I inspect the
altar.
Are you proficient in?
Shrine.
Are you proficient or have thieves tools? Number one.
He's a paladin.
I know, but I'm just asking anyway. You guys found thieves tools in the very first room. I don't know who has them, but somebody does.
Proficient.
Are you proficient in Arcana or religion?
Well, yeah, religion.
Are you?
Well, yeah. The world there.
No.
Or Arcana.
Yeah.
No.
you look at the thing and you're trying to figure out exactly, because you notice that energy was being drawn from this shrine and you're starting to look around. I need you to roll me an Arcana check.
Uh huh. It's a negative one. Okay.
With disadvantage because you're not.
Oh yeah.
You're the least suited person to do this.
Yeah.
He's the one that found. He's the one.
Yeah,
the one
I wrote a critical on 1. 10.
10? Okay. You're trying to figure it out, but you can't make it a while.
He's just too short symbols. To see.
It's right on the tip of your tongue.
I don't get this thing. I walk away with my little movement that I have. I don't know.
He walks 5 feet towards the snake?
Yeah.
Okay. Diana.
I just throw my hands up. Ah, oh, no.
You figure it out.
Okay.
15,
22, it's 21. 13. Brack, I love how you try to figure out all this stuff and then you get right to the point where you're like, I can do something, and then you fail.
Sorry, did I fire damage for no reason?
Yeah, you're like, I understand it. No, I forgot. I don't remember.
Pretty stupid.
Still alive?
Yeah.
Again. 12, 14.
Okay.
10.
14 S's.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay. That brings us to Diana. Or no, I'm sorry, Brocker. You're up.
I will swing my hammer.
Alright.
Yeah.
Is this the first swing of the hammer?
Yes.
Since it's back in your possession?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no! Dang it.
No, no.
Actually,
just looked weird.
Hold on, I have to say it.
Make sure to run the entry to him. It's after 8.
Brand new screen. You're not even used to the brain.
Good.
Come on.
It's coming.
Okay. He's just saying that to himself.
He's holding his hammer.
You having performance issues? It's okay, you can do it. Swing your hammer.
I can do it.
You can.
Oh, it's up.
Oh, no, wait. He's not sure. Maybe you should go look at that altar over there.
Come on.
And I say...
Oh, jeez, all this for a quote.
It's hammer time!
You just spent all that time to look up it's hammer time?
Shh. Yeah, shh.
All right, let's go.
You didn't want to say anything like your sledgehammer or anything? It's just hammer time.
I got 17.
It's...
for 11 damage.
Slash down right in the center, or you just bring it down right in the center of it, and it just sort of pancakes out part of its body.
Yeah.
And you see a bunch of its inside just squirt out the end that
like
you cut
spaghetti.
Off.
Sounds like
no, it was not spaghetti. This is different.
It's fettuccine. It's fettuccine.
Toothpaste. I will go like that.
Whoa. What a smooth move to sidestep like that.
The snake tries to attack you, Brocker, with just a normal bite. 13.
Yes.
It goes to bite you, and it bites on your armor, and you can see that it's in pain as it tries to bite you, and it rears back and curls up and is as tall as you and is looking you right in the eye.
It's not very tall.
Looking you right in the eye.
I cut off part of its tail. So.
And it looks into your eyes.
The swirls.
And the rest of you start to see a vision of this weird looking crown above his head.
Oh no.
And I need you guys to, or I need you to roll me a wisdom save throw. Yeah.
You're not resistant.
I got 27.
Plus 2, 29.
29.
You look at him and just... You get a smile.
Laugh at him.
And the crown... and it disappears.
Crown of madness, huh?
Does that
maybe.
Maybe.
Or maybe...
What?
The crown of Sazoo.
Forever.
I laugh in his face.
Murgatroyd.
As...
No.
No!
Roll me a wisdom saving throw.
In my head, I say, stop, Zazul.
Whoa.
What?
I thought it was just a new penalty.
What? Said, whoa.
No, it is.
That was good.
Roll, what I roll?
No, wisdom everyone's going to surround you all the time.
Critical miss.
Critical miss.
Plus 2.
Your eyes began to cloud over. And all you can see is the vision of this giant snake in your face, and you can't see anything else. I need you to roll Eldritch Blast at Brack.
No! I was going to heal you.
I get a saving throw?
Are you doing
throw?
The opposite?
No, there's no saving throw.
Over 20.
Over 20? Alright, how much damage?
How much 20?
24. No. 22. Yeah, 22.
I was gonna say you have a
how much damage?
Yeah.
How much damage?
How much? 7.
7? Take 7 force damage. And you're gonna go flying.
Ugh, I couldn't absorb the
what?
Force damage.
I blocked him!
He falls right in front of Diana.
That's not straight away from
him. How much force damage?
I'm forcing it away. 7. And then shoot another one at Brocker.
Am I crazy or am I just freaking out?
You're mad.
Crown of madness.
No, you've been. Your mind's been.
You've been 16.
16? Misses? Another force bolt comes flying at you, and you just see it go over your head, and turn around, and you just see Murgatroyd going, ah, with the spoon, and he's going, and just shooting down bolts at you guys.
Spoon?
You know,
spoon.
I save a spoon for the big spells.
Oh, sorry.
No, you right. do not.
At this point, Murg, the Sazul's vision dissipates from your eyes, and you can see the battlefield again. And it just seems like something weird happened.
Do I know I hurt?
You see Brax moved out of the way, and you can still see the energy off his body, and it's the same energy you've given off.
Okay, I look at him kind of weird, and I say, "I need you fresh," and I. Use my bonus action.
I'm trying to be fresh for you.
Alright.
I use my bonus action.
You damaged and healed him in the same turn.
To channel celestial energy.
For 7 damage.
Using 2 of my pool. Well, do I get the chance?
I can't even see the snake.
I use 1 and I heal you for 6.
Wow, I'm doing it. You repaired me what you damaged me.
And I fly 30 feet up.
30 feet up?
Yeah.
Whee!
You can roll.
I see it.
You can roll another wisdom saving throw.
I can?
Oh. Yeah. See if you can break it permanently.
2.
Total? Okay.
No.
Brack, you're up.
Again?
6.
6.
8 total. Because of his thing.
Ooh, that's true. No, not that.
I get healed 6.
A bolt of force energy and then a bolt of force. What's going on?
You hit my shoulder. somebody needs to go over there and look at the altar. I'll stay here and chop this snake.
Okay.
Got him.
We're like in combat with the snake, and you're like, somebody needs to go over there.
I don't understand it.
There's some words. Can someone translate, please?
Go ahead. 24.
It's...
for 11 damage.
11?
And I go again. Okay. Oh, man. 13.
Miss.
I know.
All right. Diana, you're up.
I will attack it. 28.
Hits.
16.
All right.
That wasn't a critical? What's your roll? An 18?
17.
What?
17 plus my mod plus we have the charges.
Yeah,
so that like
two
a
charges.
Yeah, plus 3, which I already have plus 1, so it's plus 2
okay.
on it. Yeah.
Next attack.
14. Oh, 15, 16.
16 hits?
Yeah. 16!
Okay.
I'm doing so much damage.
You are doing a lot of damage.
So much.
Alright. Brocker?
Still haven't crit though.
Wait, do we have. We're flanking it, right?
You are, yes.
Good. I swing my hammer and I say.
Wait, was I flanking?
Technically, yes, you would have been flanking.
Oh.
So you can roll.
Alright.
Oh, if you want to do crit, yeah.
Nope.
Alright.
Rap. I say, die, milk drinker!
What?
Drinker.
Milk drinker?
Yeah.
Yep. I got a 23.
23? Okay. Hits.
11 damage.
Okay. You bring your hammer down on its head and smack it. And it just explodes.
Yeah.
And it dies.
And it dies.
Oh no.
It wasn't.
Quick, attack something else. I only have 7 turns.
At this point, Murgatroyd, I need you to roll Eldritch Blast again.
No! For Morden!
As you see the snake die, the minute it dies, the vision of this giant snake monster goes over your eyes and you can't see anything.
What? It's possessed him!
Good. 2 Eldritch Blasts, please.
At who?
Diana.
A 21.
Hits.
10 damage.
10 force damage. You're pushed back up against the brazier.
That 14.
That misses.
I'm now resistant to force damage too. Force, fire, and poison.
Wait, it stacks?
Yeah. The first time you encounter in an encounter, you take any of those damages, you gain resistance to that type of damage until the end of the encounter.
Can I read it?
Oh wait, this power cannot trigger more than once per encounter.
Okay.
Alright.
Never mind, poison.
You hit the wall, and Murgatroyd, you can roll me another wisdom saving throw.
Stop it, Murgatroyd!
Ooh, 18!
18?
Talk him down.
Alright, you come back out of it and realize that the pillars were causing your problem. and that something's going on with the pillars.
I've already told him what's going on. Somewhat.
He's between the pillars.
So, you're like, I don't understand what's happening over here.
No, before I said I think the pillars are powering it.
All right.
You made it that far.
I'm sorry.
No further, and we're like, I don't know.
Diana, your turn.
Zazu, sir, Zazu.
So you said something about the pillars.
Wisdom saving throw.
Oh, I thought it was my turn.
No.
Oh.
It's getting in your mind.
In your
plus
hand.
2? 12.
Yes. 12? Ooh.
Yeah, just
sorry.
I have 20.
Not enough. Why don't you roll me an attack on Brat?
No.
Okay.
14. Yeah. No, wait, 15, 16.
Sorry. 16. All right. Miss. That's its turn, so Murgatroyd, you're up.
Good thing I didn't crit you.
Can I investigate the pillars to see if there's somewhere to stop it?
Yeah. Roll me investigation.
Wait. It controlled Murgatroyd and Diana on its turn?
Yeah, he was already controlled.
21.
21? The source of the pillar's energy appears to be coming from the shrine.
I got out on the shrine.
Okay. You're down on the shrine. You're starting to look over frantically. As you see Diana striking at Brack, and you can roll me a religion, arcana, if you're proficient in either one.
No.
No? Then you roll with disadvantage. Or if you have these tools, you can use those.
Arcana or what?
Religion.
Mm-hmm. Did no one pick up those tools?
Somebody's got them.
I don't have it on my list.
Disadvantage, please.
I have a spyglass.
10.
Yeah, I don't
know. Not enough. You're trying to figure it out. Studying it. Going over what could possibly be causing this issue.
What could possibly be doing?
Brack, you're up.
Checking your equipment or your backpack. But no, I don't have that.
Who picked up those tools?
Diana swung at you. You hold up your shield, deflect it. And she doesn't look like she's looking at you. She looks like she's just looking past you.
You guys are going mad. I turn to my left and I move to the altar again. It has to be this.
You may roll without disadvantage because you've already done it.
Familiar. I still got a -1. Go. investigate or arcana.
Arcana, yeah.
It's the same. Yeah, I roll a 5.
6, 7.
You hold out your holy symbol and speak out a prayer, and nothing happens. Yeah.
That has to be a check.
Has to be a save, not an ability check.
Diana, you're up. The vision of this snake is out of your eyes, and you can see the battlefield again.
It's just stupid. You guys keep distracting me while I'm trying to look at this.
So it's
I blasted him from one side and
got attacked from the other side.
I run up and start attacking a pillar.
Okay. Roll.
Oh, cool phone.
She's going crazy.
11, 12, 13.
It's,
is that the new one?
Yeah. 16.
16 damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what happens?
You take a big chunk out of this thing and it falls on the ground.
I do it again.
Okay.
I hope it's not a
crit miss.
Load bearing structure.
Nothing happens. You miss.
Okay.
1 to 4 a stationary giant pillars in the middle of the room.
Pillar.
I missed.
Rocker, you're up.
I rolled a 12.
I see everyone going crazy around me. And I know that it was trying to take over my mind, so I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And after listening to Brack scream about the shrine a couple times. I turn my attention to it. Okay. I cast guidance on myself and then I look at it.
Alright. Arcana religion, are you proficient?
Nope.
Alright, disadvantage.
What?
None of us are.
None of you guys are.
I don't get
it. Paladin and the cleric.
Yeah.
Get to choose if you want to be proficient.
Yeah, I only get to choose from 2, and I had 5, so.
All right, disadvantage, but you do get your blessing from your god.
And 12.
I don't know. You guys are studying the shrine, like, what in the world's going on? Diane's attacking one of the pillars, breaking pieces of it off. Diana, your eyes are all clouded again, and you turn towards Rocker and run over and slash at his back.
13.
You can hear stomping over to you, and you're already worried about she's attacking this pillar, and you turn around and see her, she's just like this, and you just sort of slide out of the way as she hits the ground right before you. Murgatroyd, you're up.
Can I roll again?
Yes.
Without disadvantage?
Yes.
16.
It's enough. You start to cast a small spell, and you can see that the energy starts to diminish from the shrine, and everything's dark in the room except for the pillars. There's no light inside this area, no fire, and either side of the shrine go to black.
I look down at Brack. I go, good job, Murgatroyd. Is the smoke still there?
Yes.
Wait. He has a light on his crossbow.
Oh, he does have a light on crossbow. Well, the braziers are still lit on fire. Oh. I'm just saying there's no fire, no bright light.
No explosion of fire?
Yep, and the eyeballs don't have the red light in them anymore. They've darkened out.
I turn back to Diana, and I'm like, and I look to see if she looks crazy still.
She looks crazy, but she's not.
Yeah. The darkness has faded from her eyes. She seems to be fine. Alright.
I'm speechless.
Make sure to join us again to find out what happens on the next episode of the Scandalous 6 D&D podcast.
Oh hey, not ready for the adventure to end? Keep up with us between episodes by subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/scandalous6. You can also follow us on Instagram @scandalous6. And while you're at it, give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/scandalous6productions. Links to all these pages can be found in the notes of this episode. Okay, thanks. Bye!